上界诸大诸地娑婆那成就八度大涅槃世界，大开修习解脱智能解脱那。修上界诸大诸地娑婆那成就八度大涅槃世界，大开如来本尊三界诸佛如是三界诸大世界诸那拉成就八度大涅槃世界。如来本尊三界诸佛如是Okay, so before the talk, maybe we do short meditation as usual. Okay, then first try to keep your back straight. Then do short breathing meditation. Okay, just a few minutes. Yeah, so try to bring your mind in present moment. Yeah, so. Then now, then set up your motivation. We're going to do Shakyamuni Buddha meditation. So now I'm going to meditate to benefit myself and benefit other sentient beings. Okay, so now, in front of one space, visualize the golden throne. Beautiful golden throne. On top of that, visualize lotus. On top of that, visualize sandhis. On top of that, visualize mundis. On top of the mundis, the Buddha Shakyamuni, made of light, lively. So next, going to recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 5 times. So while you're reciting, then you visualize light rays, golden light rays come out from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, into yourself, then purify it. all the defilement, then mental pain, mental suffering, physical pain, all those are purified. Then your whole entire body become filled with golden light. So then after that, slowly, then Guru Shakyamuni, Buddha come above your head, melt, dissolve into light, then light dissolve into yourself. By then, your body, speech, mind become inseparable from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Then you yourself become like Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. And visualize, meditate. stated clearly there. Build head, please. Okay, yeah.
Udhaya namo muni muni maha munaye soha daya namo muni muni maha
meditation. So yes, you as Guru Shakyamuni Buddha now, then from your heart radiate light in 10 direction. Then tip of the light, that's the Buddha Shakyamuni Kimbishulai. So then also remember all sentient beings. Then top of the sentient beings' head, there's each of sentient beings above their head, that's Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So now next one, going to chant 5 times Buddha Shakyamuni mantra, so that time visualize from this each of the Buddha Shakyamuni above sentient beings, from their light rays come out into each and every sentient beings. Then purify their mental suffering, physical pain, totally purify. Then by then, their body, fish, mind, totally pure. Then Buddha Shakyamuni dissolve into light, light dissolve into the sentient beings. By then, they transform or they become Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay, we recite that, then meditate like that.
Udhaya namo muni muni maha munaye soha daya
Okay, so then, lastly, then the light that emanates from your heart dissolve back to it in your heart. Can hear? Which one? Okay, that present ticket. All right. Can. Okay. All right. So, last two classes we talk about the practice of generosity. So then, also we talk about practice of keeping what practice of morality, the ethical discipline. So we cover these two topics. So as I mentioned before, so one of the practice for the generosity to antidote to the delusion called miserliness. So letting go the attachment. So then the result of that, then you're able to be more happy, also bring in the future a lot of happiness, such as perfect wealth. It's mentioned by Nagarjuna. So then, after that, they talk about the ethical discipline practice. Then, only practice generosity, that's not good enough. You know. So, you should enjoy that kind of enjoyment for long time, not short time. So therefore, must practice the ethical discipline. Without ethical discipline, then you are not able to enjoy the result of the generosity for a long period of time. So therefore it's important to have ethical discipline. That what Nagarjuna mentioned in his text. Then also then ethical discipline is important. So result of ethical discipline is the what call. Then you are able to have good rebirth. The point is that by keeping living in ethical discipline, so then you create less negative karma. So able to create more virtuous karma. So that by then, so you are able to achieve higher rebirth, such as human beings, our God realm, like that. So then, that give you more opportunity, you know, avoiding negative karma. So that's the one of the benefits mentioned by Nagarjuna. So living in ethical discipline. So like that. So of course temporal benefit, ultimate benefit. You know, temporal benefit, of course, even this life, you are able to live in ethical discipline. You are less suffer, less problem. So like that. When you are not disciplined, even this life, there's so much problem in our life. Mental suffering, physical suffering, all this came from not disciplining yourself. So this is very clear. So then, because of you keep good ethical discipline, then because of that you are able to have good rebirth in the future. So because of how you live your life in this life, habituation with living ethical discipline, then in future life, when you have good rebirth, also you are continually able to keep ethical discipline. So that means you create more virtuous karma, then you create more virtuous karma. So that means you achieve again and again good rebirth. So this way then we have some hope to continue to be able to achieve our final goal in the liberation or enlightenment. You know, so that is in this way liberation and enlightenment is possible. You know. So without ethical discipline then you don't have good rebirth. Then you don't have good rebirth, that means difficult to achieve your final goal, such as liberation, enlightenment, is not possible. You know, so so therefore ethical discipline is important. So then so now today's topic is about practice and patience. So so mentioned by Nagarjuna, the result of practicing patience, I don't know what to call, beautiful body, we could say that, beautiful body, I don't know, beautiful body, could say that, yeah. Like Buddha's body, you know, we ever see, very pleasant like that. So, being patient, then the result is that. So, of course, that's one of the, of course, you really want to help sentient beings. Of course, most effective way, then of course, when you have good body, beautiful body, whatever it is, so then, that can attract more people. And that means you can bring or teach, guide them more like that. So that's the one of the quality to help other sentient beings. In this way you can help more. So you can reach out more sentient beings. So so therefore patience is important. So so one of the, what you call, the poles, not being patient, being said by Nagarjuna, one of his texts. So when you are angry, so not patient means you are angry, you know, then when your anger arises in your mind, the point Japanese. My took teachings. Your look become unpleasant. You become unpleasant person. You know, so that's the what call pole of not being patient. So when you're angry, you know, immediately, of course, people, you're very beautiful, very handsome. People like it. So the moment the anger arises in our mind, immediately our pleasant, our beauty, or handsome, whatever it is, change to ugly. Very easy to recognize that. You know, maybe you don't see yourself. You know, maybe you think you're beautiful, but other people don't see that at all. You know, immediately see ugly or scary or unpleasant. You know, before 1 second, when you are not angry, you are compassionate, you are patient. People like it. So, very good meditation that. You know, what the anger bring, you know, to harm other. Immediately give suffering to other sentient beings. Unpleasant, scare, disturb other mind because of your anger. Then you become unpleasant. Like that. Very immediate result is that. Not only that, look at yourself, then you are not settled yourself. You are not calm yourself. Your mind is not happy and not really pleasant, not calming mind, somehow unsettled mind, deep down there. So very effective meditation, you know, to remember that. What the anger bring, how anger harmed other, how that harmed oneself, destroy one piece of mind. Immediately, you know, it's extremely powerful. So then, recognizing that's important. When you really recognize that, then you can do something. You're able to change. You're able to reduce the anger. Then, tamba member chibarches. So, the next is, then because of that, so immediately, before everybody consider you are a wholesome man or a wholesome person, good-hearted person, normally consider, everybody consider you as a good person or good-hearted person. Worthwhile to be friend. Consider like that, but once your anger arises, in that moment you become different person. The person don't regard. You become unwholesome person. Then you become unkind person. Then you become a harmful person. So that's the problem of not being patient. like that. You know, so very easy to, you really need to mindful like that in daily life, so more effective. So you really recognize that you don't want to be unwholesome person, a bad person. You want people to consider yourself good person, wholesome person, good-hearted person, then this is really need to mindful. Always mindful. You know whether anger arises in your mind or not. So then, then the third one, to the chimiship, namdu tokchi shings. So when the anger arises in your mind, then you don't know how to differentiate. You know, the point is your wisdom totally disappear. You know, when the strong anger arises in your mind, then you don't have the wisdom to judge which is right, which is wrong. You don't have that wisdom to judge. Your whole mind is controlled by the anger. Only what you see is from the point of view or from the anger side, the angry mind. What you see is only that, from that view, from that mind see. You know, which is totally wrong mind. That wrong mind see only wrong thing, don't see the right thing. So your mind is overpowered by the anger. So therefore, you don't have wisdom in that moment. So therefore, you cannot differentiate what is right, what is wrong. So then, so because of that, then harm other. You know, because only you follow the anger. So then, that how harm oneself, because you don't have wisdom. You don't know what is right, what is wrong, so therefore, only then harming oneself, only harming other sentient beings. So this is the what Nagarjuna said. Also that is true, not only he said, but we know analyze. You know, so exactly like that. You know, there's no room for the wisdom when the strong anger arises. So no, almost nobody can help that much, that moment. So like that. So many, of course, you can see many news nowadays. You know, many people kill here, there, this, that, you know, harm. But you, when you hear the news, all boils down to the anger. Dislike, anger. Then due to that, harm many, many sentient beings. You know, so creating so much negative karma. So like that, it's very clear. So anger doesn't bring any happiness to other sentient beings, neither yourself. You know, when anger arises, your mind is totally at peace. So doesn't bring happiness, even oneself. So we see. So unseen is being not patient. The problem of unseen is mentioned then, because due to that, you are not patient, create so much negative karma, harm yourself, harm others. Because of that, then in future, so you don't have good rebirth. You know, then you have unfortunate rebirth. You know, like that. So therefore, if the point is that being not the pole of not being patient, like even this life, so much suffering, then not mention next life, much more suffering. So then you look deeply, then life to life, and the suffering because of not being patient. Then, you know, the endless suffering in the future. So there's no, almost not possible oneself to free from the suffering in the future. So then, when you really know, you know, the life problem, you know, endless suffering, what you have to experience by not being patient, then it's very, you know, very hardcore, very scary, you know, so the point is that very, very scary, being not patient, being always angry, so like that, so point is that, you know, so, so much unhappy, even this life, you know, so like that. Then due to that, of course, so much anger, this and that, then you are not healthy. A lot of sickness, also mentioned that. Then also like, when you are so much angry, then also difficult to fall asleep. Even if you don't have good sleep. Then whatever you eat, just even doesn't become delicious. You know. So, so like that, so mentally sick, physically sick, you know, like that, then unpleasant, doesn't look beautiful, like that. So if we live our life with the anger, then become very unpleasant person, like that. So due to that, then whatever you take rebirth, then you don't have pleasant rebirth. You know, even if you have high rebirth, then you doesn't look pleasant. You know, just by seeing, even your human rebirth, you know, you're not patient, then it doesn't look pleasant. So that means scare, you know. Whenever we ever see, then immediately feel scared like that. So this is the, so like that, so this is the pole of not being patient. So then of course, being patient, the benefit of being patient. When you are patient, whatever problem come in the life, whatever harm come in the life, when you are able to be patient, so your mind is not disturbed by harm, disturbed by problem. When you are able to live very peacefully, doesn't disturb by this problem, and very calm like that. So that is the the patient. So, therefore, when you are patient, then the pleasant, beautiful, so that bring happiness to other, whoever, live nearby, so around us, friend, family member, wherever, live nearby. So then, just being there, you bring happiness to other sentient beings. Very pleasant. So like that. So not only that, also then, also immediately when you are patient, bring happiness one's mind. So like that. So same thing. So then everyone we are surrounded by, you know, they all consider yourself as the good heart person, good person, a reliable person, a stable person, whatever you call. So so like that. Then so also when you are patient, any problem come to your mind or any problem arise in our life, so when you are patient, then when somebody criticize you, somebody harm you, so when you are patient, your mind is very calm. Like that, then you have the wisdom. You know, in that patient mind, when you are patient, there is the wisdom in your mind. Because your mind is calm, so when you have a calm mind, there is the wisdom. So like that, so when you have wisdom, so therefore, when you have the wisdom, then you are able to do correctly what is right, what is wrong, so you are able to, able to act according to your wisdom, following your wisdom, so you are able to do the thing, you know. So in this way, so then you don't harm other, so you don't create negative karma. So you have great wisdom. The point is, when you are patient, you have great wisdom. So then because of that, you can do more effectively to help other, or even replying, or even answer, whatever it is, you can do effectively. So like that. So once you live your life like that, you know, so very pleasant, lot of wisdom, so really helpful for other sentient beings. So then that called happy life, could say that happy life and a meaningful life. You can make your life meaningful life, you know, bringing happiness for oneself, bringing happiness to other. So this way you can call your life is very meaningful life. So we could say that like that, you know, so live your life with patience, then happy life. So end of the life, when we have to leave the life, when we have to leave this world, then we have to go different time of that, then you have so much joy in the heart. So that means when you have a lot of patience, then the point is that so much happiness. So even time after death, you die with the joy. So like that. So so that means you have good rebirth in the future, you know, so because of patience, practicing that, you are pleasant in this life for other. So due to that, you live your life like that, in pleasant life. Then because of that, then in future life. Also you take rebirth. When you take human rebirth, you know, then it's, you know, extremely what you call beautiful body or very pleasant body. You know. So just by seeing that, able to bring happiness to other sentient beings to benefit, you know, so like that. So that's the result of the patient, being patient like that. So the whole point is that could must understand that, you know, this life pleasant, next life pleasant. So this way you can have many sentient beings, you know, so you can, you don't harm other sentient beings, less harming to sentient beings, bring more happiness to sentient beings. So this way, so then you create less negative karma, you create more virtuous karma. So like that, lives go one after another. So then you have good rebirth, pleasant, collecting merit, avoiding negative karma. So like that, then in this way, so we are able to achieve what you call achieve our final goal, such as liberation or enlightenment. So therefore, mentioned in the three, this what you call the practice of patience is important, you know, to achieve good rebirth also. So this way then you can bring happiness to other. So like that, so so therefore, I don't know what to call this. So therefore Buddha said, you know, one thing is shaitan, let me shit. In the very beginning, the practice of patience, he keep that, how to be patient. Shaitan, let me shit. I don't know. If somebody scold you, scold, you know, Shaitan, so do not scold back. I think that's poor thing, yeah? You remember? Somebody scold you, don't scold back. Shaitan, let me shit. Somebody angry you, don't angry back. Shaitan, let me shit. Somebody hit you, don't hit back. If somebody, what go? Huh? Not digging your problem, what do you call? Digging your problem, what do you call? Digging your problem, oh, this, that. Your bad, like that. What do you call that? Huh? Not criticize. Hmm? Black. Pinding fault. Yeah, I think that's the word. Somebody pinding your fault. You know, like one after another, like that. Then you shouldn't look. You shouldn't look back their fault. Huh? So the very beginning, that's the first step. Buddha give the advice for the practitioner. So, again, of course, somebody shout you, you know. So again, of course, you have to remember what I said before. Somebody shout you, then what's your response? You want to shout back? Oh, you want to be patient, so now, what do you want? So, normally, of course, we shout back. Huh? Yeah? So, we think that solves the problem. But you look deeply, that doesn't solve the problem. You have to understand that. Without understanding, then you don't see the point. So of course there's many ways to think, of course. Why somebody shout you? You know? You think people cannot shout you? Why not? Are you perfect? Question is that. Are you enlightened being? You are perfect. You don't have any karma in the past. So, when you look like that, you know, of course, in Buddhist, of course, why we get the shout? Because of the past karma. even this life, you see somebody don't shout, just no reason. You know. Because even the present, of course, we do something. Doesn't go with this person's mind. Doesn't fit his mind. You think right, but it's not right for the other person. You know, only right for you, but doesn't right for the other. So even this, I mean, condition is there, because nobody shout. Is there nothing? You know, something there. You know, of course, the main thing is, of course, our own karma, what we collect in the past. Because of that, we are ourselves conditioned to receive the shout from others like that. So, if you recognize that, you believe the karma, you're really understanding, you know the karma then, you are able to accept. If somebody shout that, you are able to accept that. Otherwise, not possible. Of course, again, being patient is not shouting back. It doesn't mean only that is not patient. Sometimes, of course, you keep quiet doesn't mean patient. Also that. You know, boiling anger in the inside. You know, but not smoke doesn't come out the mouth. What call that? The Tibetan word, pile inside the tummy, no smoke in the mouth. So that is not patient. You know, so patient means no anger boiling inside the heart. Whatever shout come then, you are able to immediately, of course, this advantage of being shouting back. Disadvantage of being angry. So immediately, of course, you have to be mindful, of course, in daily life, without that, not possible. You have to be very mindful on that. You know, so always mindful that. So this way, the immediately, you know, you recognize, not good, you know. But of course, it really come from the wisdom again. You know, the patience come from the wisdom. It's important. So then, when you understand like karma or this, of course, in samsara, of course, there are always problem, or shouting, or criticizing, finding the fault, you know, heat, a beat. I mean, this happen in the world, everywhere. These human beings, you know, we're in samsara, where this all problem happen. We're not in the pure land. So, this is why we live. This all problem exists in reality like that. Because one thing is ourselves is the condition. Which create karma in the past. So like that. Even this present moment, of course, we have done something there. You know, immediately also we have done something there. You know, some small reason, the big reason is the karma, but small reason could be there. you know, when you look deeply, so like that. So then, not shouting back. When somebody shouts, the first thing is not shouting back. So this is, first you must have the mindfulness on that benefit of being patient, the power of not being patient, always keeping the mind. Need a lot of meditation, otherwise not possible. So then, so like that, so so point is, of course, again you look at the karma point of view, you shout back with the anger, when the anger, a strong anger arises, you create the karma. When you shout with the anger, you create the karma. You know, so immediately leave negative imprint in your mind. With a strong anger mind, leave negative imprint in your mind. So that means you're making your mind, you're making your anger stronger for yourself by angry or shouting back. So you're creating another new karma. You already have karma from the past, but now you shout back. Of course, then you create new negative karma to receive another shout from the other in the future. You know, you look like that, so it is not really wise to shout back. You know, so you think reducing the problem, but in reality, you are not reducing the problem by shouting back. Instead of that, you are collecting more karma to receive shouting in the future. But even, of course, in daily life, of course, when you shout, somebody shout you, if you are, you don't shout back, keep quiet, that must be the one shout. Maybe the first one, maybe the last one. But you shout back, that's not the first one, not the last one. You know, you have more shouting. You know, it doesn't go better. The point is, you look in reality, it doesn't get better in the shouting. We all know that, you know. Shouting, you know. It becomes worse and worse. At the end, become more violent. You know. So this is what happened. You know, when you don't shout back, I think less violent. So the hitting also like that, same thing. Somebody hit, you don't reply back. That's the end of the hit. You know, when you hit back, of course that endless hitting will be stronger than the one pull down, yeah. So like that then would go. Yeah, like that. Angry also like that. Angry is other than endless. Then what we call finding the fault each other, endless. So like that. So so like that, so you have to see that. You know, I'm just giving example of shouting like that. So if you are very wise, you have wisdom, then better not to shout back. The point is that because we don't have wisdom, immediately shout, anger arises, it's unpleasant. and gonna shout back. So that thing, that's the best solution, you know. So, but in reality, it's not the best solution, you know. You don't reduce the shout, something already done by shouting back. You don't reduce the shouting. Instead, that you create new karma. So therefore, what's the point? You know, you look with your wisdom, with meditation, then you don't see much point there to shouting back, you know, like that. So you really recognize that, then that how you can be patient, you know. Of course, when you shout, then you just listen. Of course, there's many ways to think about that. But not easy, of course. We have such this strong ego, or cherishing thought, or ego mind within ourselves. So it's not able to accept the shout because of the ego and because of cherishing. Cherish so much oneself. So because of that, not able to accept. Even a small shout, we're not able to accept that immediately, you know. Because without delay, you know, without second, without thinking, immediately reply back. So then, then that's harm other, harm yourself. The point is that. So that example, you know, so point is that, end of the day, shouting back is harming other, harming yourself, if you're understanding the law of karma. So like that. So like that. Therefore, so one of the methods is like that. I mean, of course, it's not easy for us, of course. You know, but we have to train that. You really like to be patient, then need to train. You know, somebody shout, you know, immediately not to shout back. This is something very, very first step, I could say that. You know, at least not to shout back. Then sit quiet at least 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or 5 minutes, and do some breathing meditation. I could suggest that, do some breathing meditation. Breathe in and out. Let go the anger. Yeah, for us not easy, because anger arises immediately like that. But shout, that is still can be trained. Immediately shouting can be stopped. You know, but anger is not easy to stop. So therefore, then do breathing meditation. Somebody shout, then do the breathing meditation. Breathe in and out. And try to let go of the anger. So, by meditating law of karma, you know, by receiving the shout, because I create the karma in the past, so by then, may I never receive the shouting in the future. And let go of your anger. Instead of anger, then you feel the kindness of the person. Because of him, I able to purify it. My karma created in the past. Then even deeper way, then you can see the person as a teacher, guru of the patient. The person teach you how to be patient. Then if you able to see the person as a teacher, to teach the patient, then of course you don't feel the anger. Anger doesn't arise. So like that. So also then you have to differentiate. Also that you don't angry with the person. But because the person who shout, you don't have the control, because he's influenced by his delusion or ignorance. due to that. His mind is powered by the anger or delusion or ignorance. And because of that, he don't have any control. The person doesn't have any control. Even he don't wish that, but he don't have control. Because of that, come from his anger, a negative mind, power of that. Not the person, but his delusion, his deluded mind. So here you have to make differentiate. His deluded mind and the person is different. So then you'll be able to differentiate these two. You know, not the person. Because of the delusion, he shout to me without his control, like that. So, if you're able to see that, then you don't get angry with the person. Instead of that, you're able to develop compassion, or you're able to feel sorry for the person like that. So, it's much deeper, much powerful. Meditation can be done that. So, Of course, there's many ways, you know, looking, you know, what is the shout, looking at the reality of the shouting, the word, the sound, looking at the, whatever the word the person said, you know, just looking at the word itself, reality of the word itself, you know. The word has come from many conditions, you know. You know, so, because one thing, of course, you don't hear, one is because you hear. You don't hear, even the person makes sound. No problem. Because you hear, also you have problem, you know. So that, look at the sound, whatever person say, unpleasant sound. So this is just a sound. There's no solid there. Look at the, whatever the word, look at that. Look deeply, there's nothing you are able to pinpoint. This is the thing hurt me. You know, there's no solid in the object. So you can pinpoint there. You know, looking at the reality of the unpleasant word, we label this unpleasant word, look at that reality. You are not able to find any unpleasant there. You know, look deeply, you are not able to pinpoint. This is the unpleasant, you know. What really hurt you, you know, hurt where? You know, hurt ear. Or hurt the ear? Huh? Oh, well, I don't know. Hurt. Huh? Hurting? Hurt the ear? Oh, well. Hurt to hear? Must be hear. Hurt in, hurt your heart. Huh? That hurt my heart. Normally people say that. Huh? Which heart? The pumping heart or what? Huh? Pumping heart? I don't know. Pumping heart cannot hurt by that. Huh? So like that, I mean, this is the another way to think, know, really worthwhile looking at that. Whom you are hurting, hurt, look at that. The person, the sound, especially the sound, which you believe hurts so much, but it sounds nothing. You know, just a word. So like that, then, of course, then you don't feel the hurt. Bonus, there's nothing when you're able to see, just your thought, you know. End of the day, not the person what hurt you, but your own thought hurt you. The point is that, oh, this is a present, you think about, you exaggerated outcome. You exaggerated person, this what must be that, mean that, this, that, you know. You label on that. So many, your own, with the ignorant mind, label so much without, in, not in reality, but you just label it like that. Then, that how your negative mind make powerful to hurt yourself, you know, rather than the word. So, this is very, very good to recognize that. But normally we don't recognize that, you know. We never thought your thought hurt you. You know, the person words hurt me like that. You know, we never think about our thought, our own thought hurting ourselves. That's very, very important to understand that. When you really understand that, there's nothing to angry with the other person, you know. Because all this hurting made by yourself, I mentioned, because when you just listen the word unpleasant, or just listen, let it be there, nothing much problem. When you hold it, then you label it, then you make so much reason with your own thought, then become problem. Then become big problem, you know, so much unbearable, you know, not that's not able to be patient like that. Very, very unbearable, you know, unsettled mind like that. Then your mind cannot settle. Then keep thinking what to do back, you know. Wow, wow, wow. You know, then you can write, huh? You can write 10 pages of that, you know. So really, I mean, that's what happened to us. So I mean, of course, I mean, so the point is like that. So one should understand that, you know, so mostly hurting, most of the hurt is coming by our own mind. I mean, this object is just a condition, you know. I mean, condition is there, you know. Of course, yourself is conditioned, the object is conditioned. Of course, most of the best condition is we have our deluded mind. So that's the main reason. When you don't have delusion, deluded mind, then of course there's no problem. Because having this deluded mind, that becomes the problem. Then meeting with the object, and that's the condition. Due to that, then the suffering arises. So like that. So good to recognize that. So that also that's what causes finding the problem or something like that. Finding the problem. Huh? Finding the fault like that. So that's one, I think one great master said that, you know, somebody, you know, finding the problem, then what's I think one master, I think somebody finding his problem. Yeah. So find his problem, then another student or somebody told the master, oh, this person is finding your problem or finding problem, something like that. Then the master said, it's okay. You know, human being find the human being problem. You know, they don't look for the dog problem, you know. Human being look the human being problem. I'm human being, so therefore they look human being problem. So it's okay. I think master replies something like that. I mean, of course, this is wonderful, you know, if you have this kind of idea. Because same thing, in suffering, of course, in samsara, of course, we are aging, we are dying, sickness, birth, this problem in the samsara. Nobody can deny that. You know, it's reality of the reality of the samsara. You know, birth, aging, death, sickness, the reality, the nature of the samsara. You know, in samsara, of course, there are no perfect. That's why that's the problem, that's why it's called samsara. You know, if there's no problem, then it doesn't call samsara. So, so therefore, so when you live in samsara, we have all these problems, sickness, or death, aging, whatever we are caught. I mean, that's beyond, we can't stop that in samsara. While in samsara, we cannot stop. So, we must accept that. You know, by understanding this, the reality of samsara, oh, nothing can be done. You have to accept willingly. So patience is about accept willingly, without complaint. You know, recognizing the nature like that. You know, so like also Shantideva gave example, when you touch the fire, burn your hand. You know, so nature of the fire is to burn. You know, so you cannot complain to the fire. You know, so because the nature is like that. So same thing. You know, some being in samsara, you get sick, you get aging, you get death. So therefore, nothing to complain except willingly. So like that. Okay, so something like that. I'm talking about patience a little bit, huh? You understand? I don't know some. I think what I'm talking is important. You know, just reality. You know, like that. So a little bit, you know, mindful on that. Whenever anger arises, how to not shout back. You know. So very, very first step like that. So then, of course, if you are well trained on that, like Bodhisattva is mentioned like that, you know, when somebody shout, they welcome. You know, when Bodhisattva, when they're well trained, then somebody come, they're really happy. They welcome them. They shout me. You know, they feel so much joy. You know, after you train. Because his shouting comes from your karma, so that means you purify your karma. So not only that teaches you the patience. You know, so like Bodhisattva, so mentioned like that, so they welcome, you know, rather than, you know, unwelcoming. So like that. So therefore, of course, it's all come from your training. So like that. So patience is important, you know. So, when you are patient, then you are very pleasant in this present life. So then, more harmony, and good relationship, you know, good communication, more happy family or happy friend or whatever. So, happy society. I could say that, you know, without patience, then so much problem, you know. So much problem, even the family or relative or even society, even the world, you know, there's no patience, then all the problem come, unhappiness come. So the endless suffering, you know, so all this made by our own anger mind, being not patient. So let's so try our best, okay? So to understand that was the benefit, was the power of not being patient. So, okay, that's it. Okay, by time then we talk a little bit more next class, yeah.